On Friday at 5 o'clock, we'll have an information evening, a talk held by a lawyer from Chennai, Aparna Vasu, who is also a mediator. And she'll explain the process of mediation and conflict resolution in general, how it works, and and especially how we can use it in Auroville.
Yeah. Do we have to use it in Auroville? It's a moment where conflict are very present.
Well, conflict is always there in every society, in every life, and even within each individual. It's always there. It's normal. So you always need ways to solve them. And in Auroville especially, we have to look for alternative ways, because the usual ways you try yourself and with friends and families, whatever. And if that doesn't work, you usually go to the court at one point. And the court looks at the law and then makes a decision for you. In Auroville, we don't have laws and we don't have a court. So, and we have the aspiration to look for new ways of living together in a society. So mediation gives a chance to do all that, because it actually works in a way that nobody is deciding for you what is wrong or right. There is no judge in this process. But mediation helps the people who have a fight to get together and to find a solution which they both, or how many ever they are, which they like. They find their own solution and they are not forced to do anything.
Your name is Elvira.
Yeah.
And you are from?
I'm German. I've been spending all in all more than 10 years of my life in Auroville, very fragmented, on and off, since I'm 3. I've studied in Germany. Now I'm back in Auroville, I think, since about 5 years, this period. And I've been 1.5 years ago, I did a course in conflict transformation, and in that process I learned mediation. And at this point in my life, it's just something I'm completely convinced of and I want to share and do.
You organized this by yourself, or?
I organized this because I wanted to share it with Auroville, and I thought a good thing would be to train Aurovillians actually in mediation, because we have hardly any experts in conflict work within Auroville. And it's so I had the idea to organize a training, and I finally now managed to get the funds together and get these people from Madras, from Chennai, to train. And this information evening is a first step and introduction to the training, which will happen in January. And after that, we'll hopefully have the possibility to set up a system with these 10 trained Aurovillians to find our own way as a community to handle our conflicts.
This is, till now, is the Auroville Council job?
Yeah. Till now, there is no real mandate or paper written clearly down. And as the Auroville Council is responsible for all internal affairs, all on most conflicts which are not solvable by the parties themselves end up at the desk of the Auroville Council.
What other job you do in Auroville?
I'm also doing project management for the Auroville Coastal Area Development Center, which was the tsunami office before. So I'm basically a coordinator there. And I have a 7.5-year-old daughter.
And?
And I'm going to have another baby in February. So I'm quite busy.
The other daughter you had in Germany?
My big daughter is born in Germany, right.
So it's different to have a child here? Or?
It's nice for me to have that experience in Auroville, because I've had a lot of experiences in Auroville, but this not. So it's very nice to actually experience it here. And it's one of the times where I really, really feel again that family part of being here, that everybody is so full of love and care and joy and support. But I also had that in Germany on a different level with my circle of friends and all. So I can't, of course, it's different every time. I'm just really happy to have this experience also here now in Auroville, which is so much my home.
But did you find a difference?
Of course it's different, but it's different on so many levels. So I don't, I don't know if it's specifically different because of Oroville. I don't think so. I think it's just the whole second time is different.
In Germany, you knew if he was a boy or a girl
yeah.
much before.
Oh, no, I didn't know. I didn't ask. I could have known. Yeah. I could have known. There, they ask you, if in the third month in the ultrasound, they ask you in the scan. And then you can say yes or no. And at that point, we were very clear that he didn't want to know. And, here, actually, you don't. In India, you don't really have the option. If you want to know, you have to be very hush-hush about it because it's illegal for the doctors to tell you.
Why?
I thought we're talking about conflict mediation. It's illegal in India because there is a lot of female infanticide going on. That means that if the people find out that they have a girl, they abort in order to avoid, whatever we know, the costs for the dowry and which they will have to pay once they want to marry off their daughter. And all this whole big thing of that women in India are, or especially female children in India are a burden to the family because they will leave the house once they marry. They will not contribute to the earnings after that. And on top of it, the expenses for the marriages are raising, and they're anyhow exorbitant, but they're even growing these days. So in order to avoid that dynamic, which in North India is, I think, much more strong than here, and results in villages which have to import their women, the women for their men from other states, they passed a law saying that it's illegal and the doctors are not allowed to actually tell you the sex of your child.
So, today is raining. What is your schedule today?
I'm starving. I'm going for lunch now. And then I go pick up my daughter.
Where is she?
From the school bus. She's at school at transition, and I'll pick her up from the school bus, and then we'll go home, and we'll have to do homework together. And then I think I'm going to shop and cook and do household stuff.
Is your daughter, what's her name?
Tara.
Is Tara happy in school?
Yeah, I think so. She also complains. It's very different. It's her first year in school, so it's a big change from kindergarten on many levels. And she, but I think basically she's happy.
Yeah.
Yesterday she was very happy because they had Run for My Heart. And her team actually came first. And she did a very good run, so she was very, very happy with that. She enjoyed that a lot.
What is it, Run for
Run
My
Heart? Run for My Heart. Shut up, I want to go for lunch now. Yeah, you bet. You call Eve for that because I actually didn't really get it. The kids do that every year. It's a kind of marathon, all the children of transition, I think up to a certain age group, run according to their age group a certain amount of time, and they are organized in groups. And depending on how many times each member of that group manages to do the full round within that amount of time, they are, with a very complicated formula, evaluated afterwards, and then they have a winner. And I guess Run for My Heart, it's called, because it's this running supports your heart activity.
So good. Appetit. Bon appétit.
Bon appétit à toi.